Milwaukee would join just a few other U.S. cities in requiring private sector employers to provide paid sick leave for their workers. But during a court hearing today, the Milwaukee Association of Commerce said allowing the law to start on time next Tuesday would hurt companies, and the city of Milwaukee said it wasn't ready to enforce the ordinance. Milwaukee County Judge Thomas Cooper then granted the request to delay the sick leave law, saying he wants to get a full airing of the arguments over the law's legality.
The important thing that's going through my mind is this is such a big deal to everybody that we better do it right from the start. That's where I am coming from and why I'm making my decision.
Scott Bechtel is an attorney for the Association of Commerce. He contends if the judge hadn't delayed the sick leave law, more workers might have lost their jobs.
Employers now will stay with the status quo and not make changes to payroll and benefit programs, which there's a real jeopardy that they would have to do that in order to come in compliance with this law.
But Barbara Zach Quindell, she's the attorney for 9 to 5, the working women's group that started the sick leave referendum, says today's ruling is a loss for tens of thousands of workers in Milwaukee without paid sick leave.
Oh yeah, the workers and the voters. But, you know, we're going to continue and we're confident of the ultimate outcome.
The courtroom arguments over the paid sick leave ordinance will resume May 11th. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.